Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Morning, good morning, good
What's
morning.
What's up, you ace? All right, it's 6:20. Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Ooh-wee, I'm going to pick up some Bud Light Seltzers for this weekend, man.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Going to drink them, going to enjoy myself. It's great. Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Let's do it, man. Basketball. Even though the last dance is over, news about Michael Jordan from back in the day continues to trickle out. This week we learned that Jordan smoked a cigar before every single Bulls home game. It's not quite the same as smoking cigarettes at halftime of a Super Bowl, but it's still pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's a big fan of the cigars. Yeah. I still don't see it's puffing on a stogie. I'm also not an elite athlete, so.
I guess he was the greatest that has ever played the game, so we don't really have anything to say. See?
That's true.
I told you. You shouldn't do it. No. I won, like, every championship he ever played, basically.
Every award at cigar. Maybe that's what we need to do before every morning show. Smoke a cigar.
Stogie.
Give me a little stogie. Smoke it.
Golf. Hey, the match. Champions for Charity. Still scheduled to be played on Sunday. You got Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning playing against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Tiger and Peyton are the betting favorites. And it's a fun twist. The fifth hole, which is a 408-yard par four, will be played by each player with only one club.
Nice.
Be interesting, man. Be pretty fun.
I like it. You know, it's something to watch. You know, it's with people that we know. And I think that's good. I think they should keep stuff like that rolling, you know?
Yep. Moving on, the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, not happy that Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger got a haircut and got his beard trimmed at a barbershop, you know, because of the governor's distancing order and
Did
all
you
of that.
See him before?
Ah, dude, he looked like the guy from Happy Gilmore.
Dude!
Yeah,
he looks exactly like, just that scraggly ass. I mean, Roethlisberger kind of looked like a little rapey before, but with all of that, it's like, yeah, that guy's gonna kidnap you and put you in his van.
He
and
said
that's
he wasn't gonna play again or what? He wasn't coming back until, or he wasn't gonna shave until he could play again. And
yeah.
I guess that was like his message to like say, hey, I'm back. So he shaved his beard, which he didn't shave it. He just trimmed it.
Yeah.
It just, you know.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. It looks way better now.
Right. You bum.
You bum.
He wants a bum. That's what I got this morning for sports, man. Not much on a Thursday here, so.
Hey, good enough. Hey, don't beat yourself up, buddy. That was great.
Yeah.
You did real good.
Well, thanks.
Gold star for you.
Do I get on my paper?
A gold star on your paper. That's right. And you can take it home to mom. Like, my, look, I got a gold star.
It's going on the fridge.
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it, 7:22. Brock Hunter.
The coronavirus song.
Yeah. That's all I can do on that one. I can just do like, yeah. Anyway, quick look at your forecast before we get to your sports here. Today, gorgeous day. We're going to see sunshine, high of 70. Tonight, some clouds, but that's pretty much it. Low of 55.
Gorgeous.
Tomorrow, gorgeous, dude. Beautiful.
Is that what it says, or are you just saying that?
What?
Does it say gorgeous right there on your paper?
No, I'm just saying it. Gorgeous. Oh, okay. It should say gorgeous, though.
Gorgeous.
Tomorrow, partly sunny. Small chance for rain. High of 72. Then it just keeps getting warmer all weekend long into Monday. We're going to see a high of 82 by Monday. So,
glorious.
Awesome. Glorious. It's glorious. Anyway, glorious. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer variety pack today. All right, what do you got?
There you go. Basketball, even though the last dance is over, news about Michael Jordan from back in the day continues to trickle out. This week, we learned that Jordan smoked a cigar before every single Bulls home game. You know what? I used to like him. Used to like the guy. Until I found out that he smoked a cigar before every game. You know, that son of a bitch. Seriously.
Like, How long before the game?
Like, probably right before. You know, you could probably smell it on him if you were guarding him.
Oh, you smell.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, the guy wants two, three P, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. Back to back to back to back. Who cares what he does? It's not quite the same as smoking cigarettes, they're saying, at halftime of a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But who did that? Who was that?
That was.
They're definitely referencing somebody.
That the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs during the first Super Bowl. There's a picture of him famously still in all of his gear, smoking a cigarette with soda right by his feet. So he's just there smoking a cigarette in the locker room, having a soda, just enjoying it.
There was a year, I'm going to gloat here for a second, played semi-pro football. yeah, you heard that right.
Waterboy.
And our coach went to the bathroom at halftime, and he had to go to the bathroom at the other team's locker room because that was the only place they had bathrooms at the time. Dude, the whole team was smoking pot in the locker room, so he comes back to our locker room, per se. He was pissed. You guys serious? We're losing to a team, and they're all stoned? Like, our coach, like, lost his mind because he just went into a clouded locker room. That tells you what semi-pro football was like. You just kind of got a bunch of guys together who were, like, previous athletes.
Just got to get you
drank and smoked.
Get yourself right before the big game, man. That's all you
got
to do.
So, Michael Jordan smoking a cigar. Big deal. I probably could have told you that. Stogie, golf news. The match, Champions for Charity, is still scheduled to be played on Sunday. You've got Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning playing against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. And apparently there's some trash talk going on. And you can check that out. There's a lot of YouTube videos. And it should be pretty interesting, man. There's one. Tiger and Peyton are the betting favorites. And there's a fun twist on the fifth hole, which is a 408-yard par four. Each player will only have one club to use on that particular hole. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff like that because all the money is already going to charity. So it's not like the first match where, you know, potentially Tiger or Phil could win, you know, $1 million or $10 million, however much it was. But so I think there's going to be some trash talking. It should be interesting. And I don't think I've ever seen Peyton nor Tom Brady play golf. So
I'm sure they're both pretty talented. I mean, just kind of natural athletes that probably exceed in all of that.
The back nine, they got to do alternate shots. So you just can't ultimately lean on Tiger or Phil, being Peyton or Tom, you know?
I like it.
So they got to show up on the back nine. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. So,
all right. Yeah. That it?
A little golf action. Yeah, that's all I got this morning, man.
Good enough, buddy. Hey,
Ben Roethlisberger got a haircut. Now he's back, and he feels good about playing football. That's
good. Good. He's a little less rapey looking. Good for him. That's good. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.